Welcome to episode 350 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but the one thing that has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is Lindsay, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Laura, Elizabeth, George, and Donna. Okay, so let's get started, guys. This one's been coming. Two truths and a lie. Seattle.
I'm excited about this one.
I think some of them there's so many good, interesting things about Seattle that I might have done like three truths and a lie for beauty. I got a little carried away in my research.
16
here,
truths so. And a lie.
16 truths. This is like
Seattle's got a very diverse history.
I edited it down. Okay, so let's get started. So number one. Your first choice is this is kind of all about the marketplace and shopping area. So the famous Pike Place Market originally started due to overpriced onions. That's option one. Opening in 1907, Pike Place Market is the second oldest continuously operating farmers market in the country. Many tourists flock to see the original Starbucks in Pike Place Market, but the first Starbucks was located at 2000 Western Avenue. Or the giant bronze pig that stands in front of the Pike Place Market is named Rachel and weighs 550 pounds.
These questions have way too many places where they could be tricky. I hope you didn't pull a Sandy. I hope you didn't.
Wait, what does she always do?
Yeah, she always does that. The little shrug. For our audio fans who need to go over.
All right, this is more. I think I got it.
I think you did. All right, well, I'll go first. I'm pretty sure. Okay. I know that the original Starbucks is not in Pike Place Market, so it may not be at 2000 Western Avenue if you pulled a Sandy, but I know it's not in Pike Place Market. I don't even remember a pig, but it might be that I just didn't see it. The second oldest continuously operating farmer's market. That
was it farmer's market or outdoor market? What was it?
Farmer's market is what it says. And I feel like the onions thing is petty enough that that could be true. I'm going to go with Rachel weighing 550 pounds just because it could be that her name is Rachel and she's 545 pounds or something like that. So I'm going to go with D being the lie.
I'm going to go with outdoor, the continuous running farmer's market because I don't think it's a farmer's market.
Yeah, I'm going with the Pike Place Market being not because I think that I saw that there was an older market that has been going on in New York.
Well, she did say it's the second oldest. The statement is that it was the second oldest continuously operating farmers market.
Well, then I think New York is the second, and I think Pike Place is actually the oldest.
Oh. George?
I guess I'll buck the trend and do the Starbucks one.
Okay. So it was that the Pike Place Market is the oldest, not the second oldest.
Donna, way to go, Donna.
Although Laura got that right too, but Donna knew the reason.
All right, Donna. Awesome. Okay, so next question. Option A, the Space Needle was first designed on a cocktail napkin by Edward E. Carlson in 1961 as an inspiration for the 1962 World's Fair. B, while Seattle is known as the Emerald City, its original nickname was the Lean City. C, the original Seattle business district was destroyed in 1989 by the Great Seattle Fire. An overturned glue pot ignited a massive fire in a city that was mainly made of wood buildings.
That's
or
1889,
D,
not 1989,
yeah, sorry. There are more cats
there,
and
that
dogs
was the
in
lie.
Seattle than children.
What? There's what? What, babe?
There are more cats and dogs in Seattle than there are children.
Oh, that one's definitely true. I've been to the dog park at Marymore Park.
That is definitely true. There's definitely
when Sandy and I were there last year, it was literally like, ooh, there's a dog. Ooh, there's a dog. Ooh, there's a dog. Oh, yes. I didn't see any kids. I saw like three kids, maybe.
What was the one app? The first one was about the Space Needle. What was the second one?
The second one is, while Seattle's known as the Emerald City, its original nickname was the Lean City.
That's, I think that's the lie.
Yeah, I'm going with you, Laura.
I'm going to say it's a Space Needle.
Space Needle's right.
I'm going to go with the Lean City, too.
All right, Laura and Don are sweeping this. It was the Queen City, and I had the hardest time coming up with a lie for this. I'm like, all these skinny people everywhere. Yes. Health food and skinny people.
That makes sense, right? Because you have the Queen Anne neighborhood. So that makes perfect sense.
Okay. I'm not getting nothing by you.
Can I just say I love that there are more cats and dogs than children? That just...
Oh, it's... That's, yeah.
I love children, but I love cats and dogs a little bit more.
Yeah, I think this is definitely the state of dog ownership, yes. For sure. So number three, option A, many people know that grunge bands such as Nirvana and Soundgarden got their start here, but Sir Mix-a-Lot, Kenny G, Kenny Loggins, and Heart also began here. Or B, Pearl Jam may have been a worldwide hit, but when they were initially hated by people in Seattle area. C, Seattle boasts the official Bad Art Museum of Art. Bad Art Museum of Art, Obama. D, Seattle has a building nicknamed Darth Vader.
These literally all could be true.
Yes.
They're all 100% believable.
Oh my God. Well,
are they all true?
They're all true.
Lindsay, I'm sorry. Gotta play this game.
Way to go, Elizabeth. You nailed it.
I'm like, there is not a lie in this bunch. I still hate Pearl Jam, so.
When I copied this over, I left off.
The lie.
Sorry, guys.
Well, so at the big Mopop museum, they actually have a big like Pearl Jam. They take up like a whole side of a wing.
It's a whole floor. Yeah, it's a whole section. But it is. It's 100% true. People hated them because they thought they were corporate puppets or something. They're
sellouts.
Yeah, Kurt Cobain was a real big vocal. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that, guys. Well, sorry, now we know we know four new interesting facts about Seattle. So moving on to the last section, let me just make sure. Yeah, there's a lie.
Verify that
there's a lie in here. So number four, the city was first settled by the Donner Party in 1851 at what is now Alki Point in West Seattle. You can visit a statue there to see the exact location. B, people in Seattle buy more sunglasses than any other city in the world, despite the rain. And or C, Seattle gets less rainfall each year than places like Houston, New York, Atlanta, and Boston do.
That is a big old lie right there.
That's got to be a lie. Atlanta gets like almost a little bit of rain. And Houston, too.
No, it's actually not the lie.
You don't think so?
I lived there for a year and a half. And yeah, they really don't get a lot of rain.
This is gray.
It's all misty and gray. So I'm going with the sunglasses.
Wasn't the Donner Party in California?
Yeah, they were through Truckee and that area. Lake Tahoe.
So I'm going to say it's the Donner Party.
George?
Oh, I'll go with the sunglasses. Yeah.
What's the lie?
Sunglasses.
All right.
Yep. They only need them like 3 months out of the year.
What is it?
Laura said,
I guess the one that you said was wrong about the rain. I thought that was wrong.
Okay. All right. So the lie is actually it's the Denny party, not the Donner party.
This okay, is the one that ate people, right? Yeah.
Yes, it is.
You get a Sandy thing.
People in Seattle do buy more sunglasses than any other city in the world because they are outdoors all the time. And even when there's no sun, it is bright, very bright light.
Also, they
and
like so, to look cool.
Well, that too, I guess.
Yeah, and
there's less rainfall. Everybody thinks it's a lie, but I think it's a lie that they tell. I think the lie is that they're. That it rains all the time, and that's what they tell tourists to keep them away.
I had the cutest sweatshirt from there at one point, and it said, "I love Seattle. The state animal is the slug."
It is. You slug find them out in the woods everywhere. All the time.
Ew. So, can we go back and talk about this fire? Because I actually didn't realize there was a great Seattle fire.
Yeah, there was a fire, and it was a glue pot, and I didn't find out about it until I went to the, there's a really cool Museum of Science and Industry, MOA or something, in downtown Seattle. When we first moved here, we decided to be tourists and go do all of the touristy things as one does. And we went to all the museums and that there's a great exhibit in there about all about this fire. And it was just a glue pot got kicked over and started whatever was on the floor, the brushes or whatever on the floor and fire and built, burnt down the whole city.
Every big city had a big fire. Like San Francisco had one, Chicago had one, the cow kicked over the lantern, right? And then
The cow kicked over. It's always blamed on the cow. Yeah. I mean, just, I think the glue pot was a cow. It was like,
don't leave flammable stuff near the cow.
But the city is actually built on top of the remains of the other city. Like they just built it right. They built right over.
I gotta say, I love
Seattle.
Seattle has a big underground as well.
I was ready for you to ask about to do something about the troll under the bridge because I've seen that.
Yeah, everybody knows that that's real. That's kind of like it used to be a hidden gem, but now it's a main staple of everybody that comes here. We got to drive them by the troll.
Yeah, I was actually surprised. Like my friend took me there and didn't tell me where we were going, and they're like, "Oh, this is so cool! You got to see it." And I'm like, "Where are we going?" Because you know, it's like, "Are we going under this bridge?" Are you going to kill me?
Yes, we are.
Is it a statue or what is it?
Yeah, it's like a giant art statue, and it's actually holding like it's got a VW bug, like a car in the stone. Yeah.
So it's like the troll guarding the bridge. Yeah.
Yeah. As if it just pulled a car.
Yeah. As if
down
it just
and
grabbed one from up above.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
It's huge. It is really cool. It's a really nice.
It's massive.
Throw up a picture of it.
Yeah. And the gum wall. Originally I had a bunch of questions in here about the gum wall and but that was started because people were bored waiting in line to get into theater, to get into a show or not theater, like I think it was a concert or something.
A music show,
and they started putting their gum on the wall, and now I don't know how many times it's been scraped off, but every time they scrape it off, it doesn't take very long before it's all right back up there, and it's disgusting glory.
Yeah, that's like the bridge in Paris where they keep cutting all the locks off, and then people keep putting locks on.
Locks on there,
except locks aren't gross.
Aren't they supposed to symbolize your relationship?
They're bringing down the bridge. That's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, the weight, probably. The weight.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the weight, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if the symbolism is real, they're destroying a lot of relationships. I mean.
Yeah, but you know.
So if you put a lock on the bridge.
Statistically, half of those locks are already unlocked, so. Well, awesome. These
Maybe
are
that's
great
why.
Facts. I'm so glad we played. I learned a lot of new things, including number three, where everything was true. I did not know Sir Mix-a-Lot was from Seattle. The other ones I actually did know, but Sir Mix-a-Lot I did not realize.
I'm secretly campaigning to our host organization to have our next connection our in next, Seattle.
Oh,
it's not
that would be amazing.
It's not a secret campaign if you tell us all about it, Laura.
It'll never be here because it's
No,
be
you guys
expensive.
Can help me secretly campaign. I think it'd be a great city.
I'd vote
it's a great city. There could be ship inspections. It's right there. There Canada people could go over if they. I just think it'd be a great Canada, and it wouldn't be in a warm amusement
park. I'm just telling you, it's never going to happen because it would be more expensive to have it in Seattle than pretty much.
Because I think people have asked for New York too, and I think that's also just cost prohibitive.
But yeah,
it would not be as expensive in New York.
Well, and we don't
not like Disney World is the cheapest place in the world to have a convention.
Well, we don't have to go to Seattle proper. We could go outside of Seattle.
Yeah.
Portland, you go to Portland, Oregon. That's close enough.
I mean, and you're within driving distance of lots of national parks.
Hey, we're getting off topic here. We played our game.
Yes.
Okay.
Portland has been voted number one foodie city of the U.S. Yes. So I vote we have it there because then we can
lots
go
of good
eat
beer there too.
Oh yes.
And wine.
All right. Okay. Before we start talking about every city. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends all about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. And you can find our most recent episodes on YouTube. On behalf of Laura, Elizabeth, George, Donna, and myself, Lindsay, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.